With us on the phone is probably the most Renaissance-type man of all the guests we're having on the WGBB Tony Awards special. I should say man and woman, but he's very definitely a man and has been for 79 years and going very, very strong. He's the owner of the Richmond Shepherd Theater off Broadway in New York, and he's also done everything from producing, directing, acting, theater critic, playwright. He's done everything, and now he's doing our special once again. Welcome, Richmond Shepherd.
Thank you. By the way, the one thing I don't do, I can't sing.
Oh, you can't sing? Well, all right. Maybe towards the end of the interview we'll ask you to sing.
One of my daughters is a famous singer, Vonda Shepherd. So.
That's right. You're also the father of Vonda Shepherd, so that's really cool. But let's get right to the categories that you've chosen to do, and I'm really thrilled because you're doing some of the technical and design categories, which is really neat. Richmond has chosen to do set and costumes for a musical. So let's start with costumes. The nominees are David Farley for Sunday in the Park with George, Martin Pakladinez for Gypsy, Paul Tazewell in The Heights, and Catherine Zuber for South Pacific. Richmond, what do you think will win, and what would you like to win?
I can't answer what will win, okay. But I can say I would pick Martin Pakladinez for Gypsy.
Because?
Where when they have those three strippers come out, they are the most absurd, fascinating, imaginative costumes that take these weird characters beyond themselves into another dimension. And all the costumes are terrific. The enhancement of one of the most beautiful women on the New York stage, Laura Benanti, with that costume when she becomes Gypsy Rose Leigh.
Yeah.
That's my pick, is the costumes for Gypsy by
Martin Pakladinez. Do you have any thoughts quickly on some of the other people in that category?
Yeah.
If Gypsy weren't there...
My choice would be Sunday in the Park with George.
Okay.
Which, the precedent of that is the painting. So it's easier to me in my imagination to reproduce or represent something that already exists. But they were good. I mean, the costumes were all good. They wouldn't have been, but the imagination of the designer of Gypsy to me gets the award.
So let's move on to the set. Best set for a musical with David Farley and Timothy Berg on the Knife Edge Creative Network. Oh, there's a mouthful. Doing the sets for Sunday in the Park with George, Ana Luisos for In the Heights, Robin Wagner for Young Frankenstein, and Michael Jurgen for South Pacific. Your thoughts?
Okay. Well, the set for Sunday in the Park with George was quite imaginative as it made its changes. And there was a kind of magic to those changes. In the Heights was what I would expect and hope for in that. But I thought that the new Mel Brooks musical, Frankenstein, for set design would be my choice to win. And
just because it's so huge and so... Why?
It's huge, it's intricate, it's interesting, it's imaginative, and it fulfilled its mission to communicate the environment. They all did. They were all good. All four of them were good.
Okay. Now,
that's my pick.
Now, speaking of Young Frankenstein, are you upset, like some other people are, that that is not nominated for Best Musical?
The Best Musical left out one of my favorites, which is A Catered Affair.
Ah.
I thought it was a brilliant production, beautifully performed, so well written. To me, that had to be. And I was surprised that this cute little show, Xanadu, got nominated. Now, I haven't seen Passing Strange yet. I'm seeing it tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
No, Tuesday night.
Right.
So I can't really vote on that.
And well,
I missed Crybaby. I missed the press night.
Oh, because you were in Ireland.
California.
Oh, California.
And so that they're not giving out press seats for that anymore.
Okay.
Which is foolish, because if a good review from me will bring in six people.
Yeah, well, six people is worth over $700 these days when you think about
that's
it.
That's right.
So there you go. What about
eventually? You know the old practice of second acting a play.
Well, you come. Yeah, you sneak in, or you have an arrangement.
You put any any playbill in your hand, where only the top of the playbill shows, and you mingle with the audience, and you go in towards the end of them.
Yeah.
And you go on a Tuesday or Wednesday night, and you'll find a seat, and you get to see the second half.
Are you doing that these days? I think you're...
No, I haven't done it since... I mean, the Music Man was playing next door to me. I saw it. I saw the show, reviewed it, loved it. But I live next door to it, so yeah, I sneaked in for the second.
Well, if you were to sneak into the best play of the year, which one would it be?
To me, the best play of the year is 39 Steps.
Wow.
As well as, in a different direction, August Osage County.
Well, okay, everybody's saying August Osage County, but why 39 Steps?
I think it's brilliant. I think it's the most entertaining show in New York City at this time. The deconstruction and reconstruction of the Hitchcock film is performed so brilliantly, especially by the two men who play 10 parts each. Cliff Saunders is a mime, and does, which puts him in my special category.
Yeah.
He does the straight back fall twice in the show, which nobody has ever done on Broadway before.
Well, yeah, he just falls straight back on his back.
Straight.
Wow.
Without breaking. And he does it beautiful. I teach that fall in my mime classes, but not many people can learn to do it. You have to overcome the terror of falling back.
Well, yeah.
And the impact is not bad if you do it properly.
Well, unfortunately, this is radio, so we can't see you do that. But I'm
no, watch. See?
Well done.
Now, when you do the straight back fall, you must keep your head and neck way forward so you don't crack your head when you land.
Good to
That's
know.
That's your secret.
I'm not going to be trying that tonight. But
if you do it, try it on a mattress.
Yeah. Well, that I can do. That I think I can manage that. Anyway, we are out of time with Richland Shepherd, but I want to thank you so much and tell everybody that in August, Richland is going to be appearing in a revival of Cold Storage at your own theater. Where is that?
26th and 2nd.
26th Street and 2nd Avenue. Nice little theater. Richland was kind enough to do a one-act or to produce, co-produce a one-act play of mine a couple of months ago. Hopefully he'll do another one soon.
No, we want to do a series. We want to do a whole evening of your plays and call it Lefkowitz Unbound.
I would like that. I would like that very,
no
very
kidding.
Much.
No kidding. I bet you would. I would like it, too. I think you're a terrific playwright.
Well, thank you so much. I'm not a bad radio personality, either, I hope. Well,
and a charming man, and I'm sure your wife thinks you're a swell kisser.
Thank you, Richmond. Thank you so much. And you can say all those things into a mirror, and they'd be true about you, too. So
thank you.
Have a
now
great
I need,
one.
Now I need to find a new wife. That's all.
All right. Well, there's a bunch of female Tony nominees. Go out there and get them.
Boy, I don't know where Layla Robbins is in her life, but bless you, boy, I could go.
Yeah. Anywho, thank you, Richmond.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.